Ramble.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Well, 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 it is wonderful here in rainy, rainy Los Angeles. I hope you all are having a great morning. You got the tripod, you got your four favorite smiling boys here. We have Eugene.
This is like cooked out Mr. Rogers, motherfucker. Doing?
We have a certain energy before energy we start. From, and Keith? Then Miles says, kick it off, and you go to like 6 a.m. Carney, radio yeah. disc jockey.
I like it.
We don't have that energy enough on the pod.
Well, you're sure right about that, Keith. You know, let's kick it over to Zach for the weather update.
Would Zach be the weather guy?
I-10, traffic,
oh, do I get to
I-95,
be the weather? I'd be the weather guy who always confuses left and right because I can't get the mirror image right. And
you'd have the most fun pointing.
I love pointing at stuff. Oh.
Ned's definitely sports.
Yeah!
You'd be wearing a big cowboy hat.
Sports champ.
Why was your sports impression Gimli?
I was trying to do the weatherman.
Yeah. We'd be
character.
Co-anchors.
We'd be co-anchors, but maybe
But one
be...
of us has to be a lady, and Keith. I think it's you.
All right.
A beautiful lady.
Well, the weather outside is very...
No, I'm the weather. I'm the weather.
That's my segue.
You can't talk about weather when you're the anchor.
And for more about that, let's throw it over to Zachy K.
Fucking anchor's getting on my job, man.
What's Miles?
I'm in the field.
It is raining.
It is absolutely raining out here. Back to the studio.
Miles, we hear that there are snakes falling from the sky. How are you doing out there?
Bit a couple times, and my blood sugar's low. Back to you.
Didn't we pack granola bars?
Stop throwing it back to us.
Sorry, I have to go to the bathroom.
You have to fill 3 minutes.
Okay, I got nervous. But it seems like people are all right over here. Let's check in back in the studio.
No.
Yeah, you are bleeding profusely, Miles.
Doing okay, but feeling a little lightheaded.
Yeah, is that a boa constrictor around your neck?
It's a big old snake, but I'm curious how it's going back in the studio.
Oh, Miles.
I hope he's okay.
Hurricane's coming.
Well, more on the weather later on. It's just a weather report news. It's
all
weather all
the
time.
Weather person. Mm-hmm.
I gotta say, the old Weather Channel, that is something that this generation like will never experience. But when you turn on the weather and it just is playing like saxophone music and has the mm-hmm. blue like info screen and that's all it was, and then you get your local weather on the 8s.
I heard that because my friend used to be like a consultant for the Weather Channel. They massively invested in content and it horribly backfired.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone got iPhones and then never looked at the Weather Channel ever again.
Yeah.
In 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Never. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Did they have storm chasers? Something like that?
Yes.
Something like
that. They
did
a storm chasers show.
Because mm-hmm. that's the coolest, weather-related job.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Dude, that movie Twister, when I was growing up, woo, fuck with that movie hard.
Woo, Pepsi cans.
But the dream, yeah, man, throwing woo. Little devices woo. Up into Twisters woo. Just to track them. Ah, hell yeah.
I lived cool. in Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
You did. Southern tip, oh, yeah, Central Texas part of it.
Tennessee's you get tornadoes.
Also a tornado oh, yeah. Place. We'd have Twister warnings. Every tornado season, there'd be like one a week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it's scary, Zach.
It's not. No, I'm the movie Twister one.
No, it wouldn't be like.
I'm
Helen
not giggling
Hunt
because of Twister.
Like, everybody, descending. Warning! It's coming to theaters again. It won't stay out of the theaters.
I watched that movie when I was way too young for it, and it terrified me.
It's scary. Yeah, it's
That's a scary movie.
I was giggling because of a story you told us once about you hanging out on a roof during a Twister.
Oh, that was a thunderstorm.
Well, there was a tornado warning.
Well, there always is.
Yeah. In Texas.
I'm starting to think you summoned the storm.
Do you ever think about that, Eugene?
It was like a magic power moment.
Huh.
Maybe.
Interesting. You
know, it's possible.
I do like
magical wand.
I do think Storm is one of the superior X-Men.
Oh, yeah. Number one,
a lot
baby!
Of power there.
I mean, just imagine. Yeah, there's. Cool. I mean, she's like, what's it called? Omega mutant level.
Yeah,
so she's
big.
I mean, literally, if you have any problem, she can just create a hurricane.
Weather. Yeah. I mean, Bobby Frost is pretty powerful too, but.
Right?
Yeah. Make
also,
ice cubes and shit.
Also, you know what happens?
No, he is
when
powerful.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Iceman.
Freezing shit is. Like,
is dope.
That's really cool.
I just like
crazy if you think about it.
You could kill me if you froze all my blood.
You've seen Snowpiercer.
That's cool.
Also, do you know what happens when a frog gets struck by lightning?
Same thing that happens to everything else.
Damn right.
Classic. Isn't that weird that that's classic now?
It's so bad.
Well, because X-Men's being put into the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Okay.
Is
well,
it's far enough away that we can talk about the WandaVision season finale, right?
No, I think you'll be ruining it for people.
I did watch it, but I think that people haven't watched it necessarily yet.
All right, well, next week, listeners, listen up.
Catch up. And if you haven't seen it at all, you better get on board, because otherwise you're not going to know what we're talking about. Just like me when y'all talk about Pokemon.
My dad watched WandaVision. Well, he texted me for our Disney Plus password. He has not watched a single Marvel anything.
Oh, and he just jumped right
Becky's
in?
Mom
nothing.
Is.
And I was like, oh, Dad, I don't know that you're... like, you'll like some of it, and then you're not gonna... He's like, I don't care, and I want to watch it. I'm like, okay, well, then let me maybe explain, just give you some context. I don't care. And then he got a couple episodes in. I'm like, okay, so now you're going to want to wonder about Thanos and, like, the snapping. He's like, I don't care.
Wow.
He just wanted to watch
it. What did he care about?
Just watching it. I don't know.
The trip back to old school
the
TV.
The wacky antics.
To be fair,
1950s.
Though, I think that with WandaVision... I, too, didn't care about the last couple episodes that were about everything else that wasn't the cool premise they started with.
That's my point. Like, you get brought in with one thing, but if you don't have a connection to the larger Marvelness,
you
may get to the end and go, all right.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I loved first seven episodes.
See, I thought the first three were weaker. And then it got much better because I was like, why am I... it's cute, but why?
Yeah. So we are talking about it right now.
So we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
Vaguely.
We gotta stop.
This is, I think, the worst type of conversation to listen to.
It's
yeah.
worse.
Yeah, probably.
It's people enthusiastically talking about something.
That,
like, vaguely.
It's something that is
without
current,
context.
They currently have access to that they want to watch.
Yeah, it's a good point.
So it's not like you... It's not like necessarily listening to sports if you don't like sports because you're disconnected. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, I just haven't had the opportunity to finish WandaVision.
Yeah.
You guys are going to talk around the finale.
We're not going to do it anymore.
Well, you know, here's a transition.
Let's talk about sports instead.
No.
And with some weather, we're throwing it to Ned in sports. How's that football field?
Well, the offseason of the NFL is going great, Eugene. A lot of free agent signings.
What did you want to pivot to, Miles?
Oh, the snakes are still falling, but I'm curious what's going on in the studio.
No, you have to hold down the... We have to take a break to reset the stage.
Miles,
over here
we throw
for
to you. We throw to you,
I mean, lunch gang, back to you.
Are we going to kill Miles after this,
know.
Barbara?
I don't know what we're going to do. He's what's the that? Only person who'll take the job. He lives in snake territory.
It's bad.
So what's up in your lives, guys?
What is new? What is actually new in the world? Let's see.
I have a topic of conversation. It's
you do?
It's communal communal living. Is it part of a cult or is it the new future? I've had my college roommate John staying with us for the past couple weeks, and I felt like we have become like
A
thruple family unit. Yes. Hot. Like, he's like helping to care for the kids, and it's sort of like this communal lifestyle. And now I know a lot of cults do that, but maybe it's a lifestyle of the future.
Is John only allowed to have sex with you? Because that's stage one of cult.
Yeah. Naturally. Yeah.
It sounds like he's just a babysitter who's a friend.
No. Because it's like we hang, like, the three of us eat dinner together, we cook dinner, we alternate who's cooking. It feels like the seed of the lifestyle of the future.
I've only had that a couple times in my life, and it is lovely. Mm-hmm. When I first moved to LA, I had the dude on the couch. You guys ever have a dude on the couch?
Dude, I've had a dude on the couch.
It's so fun. You get home, like, you know, you and your roommate, you guys are working, you're paying the bills, but you got a dude on the couch, and he's not doing shit, but he's always there, and he's like, hey, man, do you want to smoke? And he's like, because he's always smoking. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what?
That sounds a lot like the dude on the couch.
I do want to, and he's like your id. But as an actual person. Uh-huh. And he's always there to just kind of chill and party. And you know what? Sometimes I wish I still had a dude on the couch.
Not so much want to smoke. It's more like you want to talk about cryptocurrency. Mm. He's very into that. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just like having a
different
third
person for different folks.
in the mix. It's like we kind of, the three of us talk about slightly different things.
So you're saying he's spicing up your marriage.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Ariel refers to him as my other husband.
Introduce a third into your relationship.
That's right. Ménage à trois.
I do think that commune living, if it was all your friends, it was just like a few of you, could be pretty nice.
That'd be nice.
Like when we traveled to Singapore. Yeah. You know, it's like, yes, obviously Wes is our child, but kind of everyone is interested in like trading off a little bit, and like he gets a lot of experiences.
Wait, okay, I gotta clarify something. How much sex is involved in this situation?
Lots of it. Hardcore sex or softcore normal stuff?
Heavy
betting. No, like is there swinging? Are there people switching partners?
Oh, in my life right now?
Talking about having a friend who's hanging out.
In, I think in this vision of the future, it could be. Could be. Probably that's not the main goal, though. Probably it's like to live in a commune. But like, I bet some people would be into that.
I feel like people would have ulterior motives. They would be like, I want to just have like a potluck, but then they really want to be like clanging nuts together, you know?
I've never heard that phrase. And it was all the more disturbing when you looked me dead in the eye and said,
clanging nuts.
Clanging nuts.
Yeah. I mean, I think
it's expressly a sex thing.
Mm-hmm. I was house shopping. I've been house shopping for a long time, and I was looking for places that were big enough to fit either Maggie's sister or my siblings or my sister and her fiance when they move over here. We couldn't find a place. Keith and I at one point were like, maybe we should get a duplex. Maybe we just be neighbors.
There's something there about the decline of the village raising lifestyle and the proliferation of the nuclear family.
Mm. It takes like, a village.
For thousands of years, people like lived around other people, and a lot of the responsibilities of everyday life were distributed.
Do you guys not remember when you lived with other people? Like, I'm just so confused. How do we get full circle? Dormitories, apartments.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It just never ends well. And then you throw in people in relationships.
But it was so much harder to raise all the babies in the dorms.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
Oh, no.
This dream,
I think,
Ned, requires a higher standard and a more space of living, right? Like, dorms suck because you're all crammed into too small of a space.
You need to be out, like, you know.
You
need a compound. Yeah. That's why I suggested, is it a cult thing?
Well, because a lot of cults usually have that very bizarre, problematic sex aspects.
Right.
So
which
I would say this wouldn't be a cult.
Which we might be interested in, but.
We're clanging nuts.
Clanging nuts together.
I definitely think it'd be idyllic to retire in a small community with like a lot of your friends, and all your houses are close by each other. So it kind of has that feeling of like, if you wanted to go hang out with Zach, you just walk two houses down and there he is sitting on the front porch.
Mm-hmm. I feel like the retirement community in Florida, like they've got that down. My grandparents were like, you know, hanging out, and then they'd be like, we're doing cocktails. It's 4 o'clock. We're going golfing. We're by the pool.
Let's buy a cul-de-sac.
That's it. That's what we need.
Yeah, there you go.
Cul-de-sacs. Mm.
I don't ever want to live really close to like my best friends.
Well,
I think the distance, having like walking over somewhere,
you can be on the end of the
block. It's too accessible. It kind of, you know, distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Oh,
you know, if like my mom even being in my house for a week drives me insane.
Yeah.
But I love her. I love her. But you know, if I could put her across. Well, she's been in a different continent for the past 25 years. But if I could keep her at a certain distance, you know, I feel like the love grows stronger.
What if you and I could be sitcom neighbors, though, and I could peek over the fence and say, morning, Eugene. Hey, I was just leaf blowing my yard. Why don't you know if you want me? I should come over and leaf blow your yard, Eugene. Mr. Eugene.
You do have...
Excuse me, Mr. Eugene!
You do have really good sitcom neighbor energy.
I would be such a good neighbor.
You really would.
Like, I can offer... I could be the Wilson type and offer advice. I could be the Kimmy Gibbler type and be a nuisance.
Sitcom casting, let's do this shit.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, I'm a wise but goofy neighbor, like a Mr. Feeny. Mm. Like, maybe sometimes I'm a villain, but often I'm actually just trying to help everybody out.
You could also be like Joey on Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Alanis Morissette will write a song about you.
Am I Bob Saget?
Yeah, in the show. But not in real life.
Right, right.
No.
He's
no.
a dirty man.
I guess we're just going by Full House. I think I'm the show.
Is he canceled? Should I not have said
No, he's
that?
Not canceled. Oh. He just like is known for really blue humor.
I think Zach is slowly just asking us to call him the Olsen twins.
I think so is what I'm seeing. I think that's
driving
the
conversation towards that.
Uncle Jesse is definitely you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Uncle Joey.
Mm-hmm.
You're Bob. You're Dad.
Danny Tanner.
And you're just all the children.
I got a little bit of DJ,
Stephanie.
Kimmy Gibbler.
Kimmy Gibbler for sure.
Maybe I'm Urkel.
You could be Urkel.
Maybe I'm...
Wrong franchise, but yeah. Wrong show, but...
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
They probably had a crossover app.
They might have. TGIF really did go hard.
What was your favorite sitcom back in the day? And back in the day for us, we grew up like 90s, 2000s.
Probably the best one is Boy Meets World.
Hell yeah.
Because it like started in that, it was from the kids' perspective, so that was great for as a kid. It follows them for so long, almost too long, but it created this wild show experience of like, oh, I can watch this kid actor as a 12-year-old, or I can watch him as like a 25-year-old.
They would like have reruns where now he's in middle school, and then an hour later you're watching him in college. Mm-hmm. It's very weird.
And also the decline of his brother's mental state. So if you watch like Eric. The first season, Eric is normal. He's an older brother. He's interested in women. That's like his thing. Like, oh, I want to be on dates. But by the time he's in college, he's wearing like bear skins and he's like a full lunatic. His mind has melted apart. He's like Dances with Squirrels is his name after he's like lived in the forest for like a month.
Oh my God.
He becomes a full lunatic and it's kind of the greatest evolution of a character, or maybe de-evolution.
Writers did too much peyote.
Something. I think they were just like, we need a clown. We don't have a clown. Make the brother the clown.
I love the horror movie episode.
That one's really good.
With Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, if you have not seen the Halloween episode of Boy Meets World, it is an all-timer.
It's Becky's favorite one.
Yeah, there's a great moment where someone gets killed with a pencil.
Pencil through the head.
And then slowly drops down the wall.
It's the guy that's like not a main character, and they all point out he's going to die first.
Uh-huh. And then they go up to the wall and... One of the great jokes in any horror or anything that goes, well, always remember he was this tall. It's really good. It's like a great horror half hour. It's wonderful. Funny,
yeah. I think my favorite was always Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was sure.
I sometimes rewatch the Will accidentally setting the kitchen on fire clip.
Wow.
Because it is so funny. That is like a masterclass in comedic acting.
It's all so good. I mean, the whole cast was so wonderful.
Do you remember if you watch it back, there's like this meta moment where Carlton screams and he runs through every set and then he runs through the live audience still screaming.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it gets really meta.
I have never seen that.
Yeah, they pull the curtain back several That's times cool. as part wow. of the joke.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's a very smart show.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I love that whole TGIF block growing up on ABC. You had Boy Meets World. You had Family Matters. You had
Step by Step for a while.
Step by Step. Day by day. People we know, longer we stay, we'll make it better second time around. And then there's a roller coaster. And they go, whee! And they're at the carnival.
You know that roller
coaster? You guys seeing it?
You know that roller coaster? Do you remember what it's by?
I don't.
The ocean. The
is
beach.
It here?
No, they they like digitally put the beach in. That's no. like Six Flags here.
How did they
That's
have so the, funny.
I don't know why they did that though.
How did they have the computer technology?
In the '90s?
In the 90s?
Look it up.
You can make a beach somewhere in the 90s?
I think it's a that. Pretty simple copy paste.
Maybe.
Back then.
But they had the whole yeah. pan out. They were using like a helicopter.
I mean, Star Wars happened before that.
No, no, no.
Those were puppets.
No, that was late 90s.
Well, Jurassic Park was 93.
Oh, you mean the original Star Wars?
Yeah.
There weren't any beach
no.
scenes.
Oh, there's
any beaches. There weren't any beaches on no.
You couldn't do that.
A Tatooine. Yeah. There's no water
there's no
there.
Space.
They filmed that with like models.
Yeah. What about the space stuff? The space stuff.
Yeah, super hot alien models.
Yeah. There's like models and bottles. In so, the cantina.
Related to those old TGIF blocks, I remember as a kid they would do 3D episodes every so often. You have to get your 3D glasses from like a cereal box yeah. or something else. But then they it wouldn't be that the whole episode was in 3D, but there would be a section of the episode that was in 3D. And the bits that people would do in the 90s sitcoms for the 3D experience were always just the classic, whoa! And it was so goddamn funny. And I recently watched Step Up 3D in 2D.
Whoa.
And it's so funny every time they get to a section that's clearly supposed to be enjoyed in 3D.
I mean, back in that time, they've changed the 3D technology somehow. Mm-hmm. Because in that time when you were watching it, it felt like it was like piercing your soul. Like if something was reaching out at you, it was
terrifying.
It's like shocking. And somehow they've like toned it down. Well, like I watched a 3D movie and it just seems like a movie.
Yeah, 3D was meant to be, like as you said, it was these punctuation marks, these exclamations where they were really trying to throw it out. What 3D has settled into is just giving you a depth of space. It's more like looking into a picture box and is not meant to be gimmicky so much as transportative. This is a fun little non sequitur, but Keith mentioned Step Up 3D. That was my first job in Hollywood, baby.
It sure was. Yeah. I saw him sick. In the credits. That's I put awesome. It on Instagram.
I've seen that movie That's only cool. once in the theaters so that I could see my name floating in 3D, and it is hilarious.
That's cool.
As so a dancer, right?
Yeah, yeah. I was actually the choreographer, main choreographer for the movie.
You were Moose.
I wore a moose mask, and I played a character named Moose. And I was in the production office. I was doing just, frankly, I only went to set a few times, but I got to run all around the city and pick up hard drives and drop off footage and get Moose his trail mix. And
really?
No.
I mean, that would be fun.
But it was fun.
Good way to get started.
Yeah, you know, it's a good entry job. I still have a Step Up 3D beanie somewhere.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Could we make a sitcom with the four of us and sell it and it just be like, I don't know, we could put ourselves in the archetypes and just make a sitcom.
It's WandaVision, but there's no underlying story.
Yeah. Like, it's just us through
just the genre.
I have
God,
a pitch.
We're still talking about WandaVision, huh?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No,
we never left.
No.
I had a pitch based on a photo we took once where we were all hugging and only Ned was going, oh, and we were all like smiling. And the show was called Three Men and a Daddy.
Oh.
And instead of Three Men and a Baby, where three men have to raise one baby, it's one man who's always wanted to have a family, accidentally adopts three grown men. And Ned is our father, and we're three different types of adults who all have our own little problems. Mm-hmm. And he's going to help us learn about life, and we just might help him learn about himself.
Oh, wow.
I think
sort of like a little OC vibes there at
I
the end.
I think we could fucking sell it. I think it's great. I want to watch it. But I don't want to make it.
So you're pitching.
If you're listening and you're a Hollywood producer,
you're pitching a commune situation.
Ooh.
No. Ooh, I guess, yeah, we're really only having one conversation.
Wow, full circle, y'all.
Wow.
And I play the weatherman. Oh, my God.
Miles, how are those snakes out there?
Back to you.
He really needs to learn how to do his job, Barbara. Yeah.
Is he even there?
I don't know.
He didn't even turn the camera on this time. That was only audio.
Well, speaking of snakes, we've got another segment here that we're super excited to. I texted Eugene. Eugene, I'd like you.
Oh, we actually had something to do today.
We have a couple of things.
God, okay, because we've been fucking just treading water.
I know. I said 15 minutes ago, I said, do you want another segment? And Keith said, absolutely not. I want a vamp. And I said, that sounds great, baby. Let's do it. And then we did it. And now we're here.
Good.
And
well, Eugene, what the fuck is up, tripod listeners?
listeners, welcome to the show. We got a great show for you today. Eugene has a special segment that he'll tell us about right after this.
We're 30 minutes in.
Eugene, I'd like you to tell me
talking about snakes?
What you think I texted you about this morning, and I'm going to tell you what I wanted this segment to be.
Well, I'll just read what you texted me.
Okay,
this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Great.
I texted you, have you ever whispered in a deep, gritty voice, I'm Batman?
He did, too. He did text you that.
That's a good text.
But yeah, I guess I was texting. Well, sorry, it opened up on an earlier text.
Just texting
we were
privately.
Just texting on Saturday.
That's a lot and then he said,
we text on Saturday. No big deal. Yeah. We're friends.
And then Miles said, when did I last text? Guys, let's all read our text messages from Miles.
Oh, I love this segment. I'm going to find.
Miles said, every day of my damn life.
Yeah.
And then I said, have you ever thought that your arch nemesis is the Soaker? And he shoots water like a shower, which goes against everything you stand for.
Of course.
Batman versus the Soaker.
Obviously.
And your sidekick is Robin.
Uh-huh.
And he's got the powers of a bar of soap.
Incredible.
Batman and Robin.
Good text. Good text.
And you said you were describing a cartoon that I would be extremely interested in starring in.
Of course. Yeah. I want that. If any Hollywood producers are listening, I'd love for that to happen.
All my texts with Miles are just him asking me to read ads.
Yeah, sorry,
so
Keith.
It's not very.
Yeah, it's not
like,
even.
Do you have a minute to read? We got a just last minute one. Can you record it right now and send it back?
Mm-hmm. My text is sure.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Ned is brief in his texts for sure.
Mine from Miles says, hey, boss, about to take a bath, thinking of you. Smiley face.
No.
Wishing you the best. Hey, did you get that gift I sent you? It's bath salts.
Yeah.
Maybe take a bath too.
Uh-huh.
It could be at the same time or not. Up to you. Right. Anyway, I'll see you later.
This is the first text that Miles ever sent to me. It says, hey Ned, it's Miles. I'm outside in the red Volvo.
That's right. That was when I was picking you up for a road trip to Maui.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
But Eugene, what was the text that we tried to pull up?
So Miles texted me this morning.
Yeah.
Hey.
You up? It was 7 o'clock.
Thinking about Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
I would love to do a What's the Word with Eugene this morning.
Uh-huh.
If you can think of some killer words.
Yeah.
And killer, you put in asterisks.
Yes.
Ooh.
So to me, what do you think that meant? And what did you prepare?
Murder related words.
He's so right. That's where the disconnect happened. I was thought it'd be fun and flirty to add asterisks to a word like some killer word.
The asterisks clearly make it feel like that you're trying to define that killer is an important aspect to these words that I choose.
I was just like, it'd be some like killer words, like super good, cool words.
I'm not getting the tone in the text. I thought you said some killer words.
Yeah, daunting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, horrifying.
Well, I only have crime-related words.
That's great. Let's do it.
I have another text from Miles.
What does it say?
Now I'm left with the moral decision of whether or not to bleep the word on the podcast.
Now he has to deal with that moral quandary.
I know.
I mean, Miles, I told you, when you bleep the entirety, you bleep the entire phrase.
No.
It's too much. You all should right. leave like
or,
unbleeped. And then just we think what are they saying? Are they saying?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna bleep everything except for the except for on this episode.
Nice. All right, let's get some killer words.
And what's the word? What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
The first word is fingerprint.
Ooh.
Oh, we said finger, and my mind went one place.
I definitely wasn't ready for the word print.
These are killer words, Keith.
Killer
crime.
Words. Yeah. I forget what we do in this segment. Do we just talk about what that word means?
Yep.
Did you guys?
This is where we think Bath originated. I think we.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
one of the first. What's the words?
Tell me if this is a correct memory. I believe in like first grade. The entire grade got assembled in our auditorium, and we all had to go up one by one and register our fingerprints with the state.
Yeah, I did that too.
What?
I think back, oh I'm like, that's God. Fucked up.
It's weird, right? I wonder. It must have to do that. Something with like tracking missing children. But in my mind, I also wonder. I'm like, is it like registering future potential criminals? I don't know.
Huh.
I also.
Does anyone know out there, listeners? Let us know because we're not going to look it up. We're just going to drop shit and recklessly and then run away.
I
we're
going to
set fires and run, baby.
In like kindergarten, I think. I remember. I do remember it. And I thought it was fun. at the time.
Yeah, because you get put your hand in ink and you go, like, ooh, that's what my fingerprint looks like.
There's a policeman here. That's cool. I've seen those in coloring books.
I maybe remember it as a show and tell, but I definitely don't remember some sort of like, all students line up, enter your fingerprints in this registry.
The New Rochelle Police Department came and they registered my fingerprints. Wow. And that's when I learned.
Now that's why you couldn't commit a crime under your own name.
Well, that's why I've been sanding my fingerprints down for the last month.
He's a real white collar criminal.
Yeah. You did commit armed robbery as a first grader, right?
Probably. What are you thinking of?
Well, I'm just thinking, yeah, that's why you're getting your fingerprints, because you were in juvenile.
Yeah,
you were in
juvenile detention.
Know,
it wasn't the auditorium. It was downtown at the cell.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
I gave up my fingerprints to get fingerprinting merit badge. I was a Boy Scout, and you get like little merit badges if you do little things, and there's one that was fingerprinting. I was like,
that's fucking tricked
cool.
you, dude. They did the same shit to you.
I'm joking. I didn't actually give my fingerprints. Oh, wow. But you learn about fingerprints, and then part of it is like you go to a police station and you like learn how they do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's a badge?
Yeah, it was pretty easy to get, which is why I did it. Yeah,
Ned, they absolutely registered your fingerprints. You said you went down to a police station, took your fingerprints, and got a badge. That is how they registered your fingerprints.
But the police are not connected to the Boy Scouts, I don't think.
You went to the police station.
They both wear little blue outfits.
Oh.
Little cute.
No, because it was on a little physical card that I got to take home with me at the end of the day.
After they ran it through the computer. I don't know. Did they have computers back then?
Yeah.
It was the 90s.
Boy Scouts are cops, honestly. So
yeah. Boy Scouts don't have a great rep, but it was really fun for me. Got to do a lot of fun things. Got water skiing merit badge.
Ooh.
Other things.
Did you have to be good at water skiing, or was it kind of just like you went water skiing?
I don't know. A typical merit badge is like 10 tasks.
Yeah.
You know?
I got the 2 plates of spaghetti merit badge. I ate 2 plates of spaghetti tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Gene, you're looking at your fingers. What kind of pattern you rocking?
Yeah, right.
I believe there's like 4 or 5 types of fingerprints, right?
And everyone in the world has a unique one, but how do we know that?
Yeah, there's just like
you're
going to
tell me that you don't
shape.
Know that there was some homie in the 1540s that don't have my same fingerprints? You don't know that.
Well, there's loops, there's whorls, there's double loops.
Some people have like triangular-ish ones in the center.
Triangle.
Apparently. I don't know.
Triangle.
Don't quote me on it. I just know there's certain types.
That's cool.
I do see that the direction of my print on this finger is opposite of the direction of my print on this finger. What's that mean? Is that normal? Am I weird?
You might be a little weird.
According to this little graphic, there's so many, but there's loop, whirl, and arch. I have the loop.
Oh, loop, whirl, and arch.
Let me see. I have the first one.
There must be more.
So
types.
One of the little bullet
the
points
whirl.
Was to learn
I have
that.
A whirl.
Let me see your fingers, Ned. Show me your fingers.
Weird.
Oh my God, our fingerprints
this is
are
cool.
different. Guys, our fingers are all looking different.
Let me see yours.
Oh my
give
God,
me
he's got the
I have
circles.
I have the circles.
He's got whirls.
I have whirls.
No way.
Wait, do you all have loops?
Yeah.
Wait,
is that a white person thing?
I have loops.
Is that a white person
Miles.
Thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got circle circles.
You have like
I've
concentric
loopies.
Circles?
They're just circles. Yeah, they come from a single point.
Whoa. That's cool.
So audience,
yeah, I have loops.
Google types of fingerprints. You'll see what we're talking about. Let us know if you're team whirl, team loops, or
team
arch.
Or
Miles,
team,
I see you.
Or team hidden message.
Team loop. Team whirl, right?
No, loop.
Oh, I'm the only whirl?
Yeah, I wish I was a
Oh, man, world. I'm always the only something.
According to this, you're a
sorry.
According to this, you're a swirly.
I'm team swirl.
You're a swirly, according to this one.
I'm a whirl and a swirl. Mm-hmm. Whirlipod, swirlipod.
Swirlipod. What would you do if somebody was like, we found your fingerprints on the fucking murder weapon, you're going...
Well, I'd be like, is it a swirl?
Would you fight it in court, or would you freaking flee?
My ring
was, like,
finger...
evidence is stacked against you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fingerprint is... pretty damning.
It depends on if I'm innocent or guilty. Yeah. If I did it, I'll probably flee. If I didn't, I'll probably try to fight it because I didn't do it.
Yeah, but it's like, wow, they really saw a lot of evidence. And there was like a situation where like you were there and you had an argument or something.
I was only playing with the gun beforehand, officer. I mean, was admiring it with my hand.
I mean, that would be incredibly stressful if you didn't do it, right? You're like, yeah. Well, how do I prove that I didn't do it, though?
Mm-hmm.
They think I did it. It's like you're getting framed.
I told you guys a couple weeks ago that like my bikes got stolen, right? And yeah. They also broke into my car. Right. So I had to file a police report because that's the only way you get you can do an insurance claim. And they came, and there were very clearly fingerprints on my window. Like, they were just there, and I pointed them out, and they're like, yeah, no, we don't do that. Yeah. I was like, we can get them, guys. Like,
we don't do that.
Now you have the education to check to see if it's yours.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
these
you're
are right. Whirls.
It's just your bike that got stolen, bro. You're barely covering the cost of us being here.
It was a nice bike.
It was two nice bikes. They also stole my weed sodas that I was storing in the car.
That's fucked up.
I got so many killer words to get to.
All right, killer
word. What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
The word is autopsy.
Ooh. My only knowledge is from crime shows.
Autopsy. You know, I have listened to so many true crime stories now in docs. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of mishaps that happen in handling cases. One of them tends to be really bad coroner reports.
Mm.
Like sometimes they're just, I mean, there's a really specific science to like examining a dead body. And if the coroner says like a few things wrong, then it can completely set a case off.
Like the JFK assassination.
Now you don't just automatically get autopsy, right? Like it's only like not everyone who dies gets an autopsy.
I think it's if someone suspects foul play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dang, I want an autopsy.
Or if
when
you
I
died
die.
Like suddenly and mysteriously, they'd be like, "Why'd that happen? Let's look into it.
Laid
see
open.
If there was something."
Maybe I'll put that in my will.
Ooh,
I must be autopsed.
That you could do that. It might mess up the funeral. Definitely closed casket.
It's also like when people do crime things. Like if you are, if someone you know and it's like foul play and they get an autopsy, don't cremate the body because then you can't do a second autopsy later because they can do posthumous autopsies. They can dig up what's left and see if there's any more.
If there's foul play, do not cremate.
Have you heard about polonium poisoning?
It's, polonium?
Is it element?
No.
It is very cool scientifically. It's not cool because it kills people, but it's an element like lead. So it's a very heavy atom that will fuck up your body. But unlike lead, which stays there forever, it is a radioactive element. So it has a half-life and it decays. So you can...
Wait, how long does it take to decay?
It's like not very long, like 24, 48 hours or something.
But enough to kill someone.
Exactly. It's like spy shit. You kill someone with polonium, and then by the time they find the body, the active agent has decayed, and it looks like they just died of natural causes.
Doesn't show up on the toxicology.
Where does one purchase or obtain polonium?
Boy Scouts are fucked up. Oh, my God. The things you learn as a child.
You've received the polonium badge.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know where you get it. I only learned it in, like, chemistry class, and it was a good hook for a professor to be like, you want to learn?
That's cool. I mean, it's spooky, you know? It's like the ice pick death. Like, that person who was stabbed, but there was no weapon.
Stabbed
with
a...
melted.
Yeah. Not an ice pick.
An icicle. A big icicle.
Yeah, icicle sword.
I picked an icicle, and I called it my ice pick, but that was wrong. Not saying I did the murder.
Ryosin's the other one from Breaking Bad, right? I forget what the deal was, but it was ricin. Like the perfect...
Ricin?
Mm-hmm. No, Ryosin. That's how I pronounce
it. Sure it's ricin.
I think it's ricin. Ricin.
No. I pronounced it ricin, and I'm going to stick with it.
Do you pronounce raisins?
Raisins.
Raisin the sun.
Yeah.
It's always like time of death that's really important for coroners, because they look at the body and say, this person was murdered, we believe, at like 6:58 p.m. Mm-hmm. Because the food they digested is not yet digested, so we figured out how long they've had it in their stomach. There's all these different signs.
Oh my gosh, imagine if I died after I eat the menu.
They'd be like, holy shit.
Well, I wonder why. I'd pull out a whole burger, like, I wonder why.
Like, this man died between 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. because the food is both in his lower intestine and still undigested
somehow
in his stomach.
Somehow he has a burger in his lungs.
Yeah, there's so much food in this man.
I wonder, I had digestive issues. And like, you know, we have people have different metabolisms. Mm. So I wonder if there were to be foul play in my death, if they would expect that I died at a different time, but my stomach just moves slower.
Mm.
Oh. They're going to frame Maggie.
Oh, no. Maggie, run.
What's the word? What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
The word is alibi.
Okay, so I guess for you guys, if you called each other and you're like, hey, can you say I was with you at this time? Would you do it for each other? And you were just like, you can't ask why.
Well, you know, that happens a lot in cases is that people will just offer alibis mm-hmm. to loved ones or close friends yeah. out of just believing nothing could be wrong.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the number one rule with murders is everyone could be a murderer. Mm-hmm. Like you have to suspend that disbelief.
Chief of police.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. But I'm sure if someone was like, hey, can you vouch for Ned? Because we found like a body in his backyard. I'd be like, oh, yeah, no, Ned could never do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ned.
He's had this third guy living with them, and he's been giving some funny looks at his wife lately.
Yeah. Suspicious character.
I just had a whole second about how happy I am.
That's how it always starts. Yeah, I've seen that movie.
We got a call. Is he still there? Gotta check on him. They always say it's like the quote. It's always the husband.
Yeah, it's always mm-hmm.
always
the
like someone very
person.
Close. To
it's
the
like
person.
Gone Girl.
If you plan, if you're like a premeditated criminal, then you can plan things like creating alibis mm-hmm. to try to then commit the act within a very short time frame right. to make it seem impossible.
I was at the pool hall and I went to the bathroom for 5 minutes, but you can ask Gary. He was there. He saw me there. He saw me go to the bathroom for 5 minutes. He saw me come back and sink that sick ass 9-ball.
why aren't there more murderous identical twins?
Oh.
It just struck me.
The prestige.
It's always like you see the person in the camera footage at the gas station in a different city and right. they're like, no, it couldn't have been yeah. Zach. But oh. Zach has his twin brother.
So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a twin and keep my twin a secret for 27 years. Then on my 28th birthday, I shall commit the perfect crime.
Yeah, I guess the only thing is that normally that twin does have a social security number, so people are aware that there's a twin most of the time.
Oh, I guess you're right.
But maybe if you moved to another country with your twin and kept them a secret, maybe there's a way to do that, you know?
Well, also, just the way that human memories work, it's very reasonable to think that you wouldn't really remember what you were doing on a certain specific date mm-hmm. unless it was particularly remarkable.
Dude.
Or unless it was in your calendar.
Yeah.
I'm so glad you said that. Every time I hear any murder case and they're like, where were you at 7:57 p.m. on March the 2nd? I'm like, I don't fucking know. I got to
look at my Google calendar.
Yeah.
I assume I was smoking a joint.
Sorry to bring it back to my fucking bikes, but they asked me, when's the last time you saw your bike? Or when was the last time you were in this car? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what my life is. I forget what I had for lunch yesterday.
Did they start thinking that you stole the bikes?
Yeah.
Where was everyone at 7:57 March 2nd? Can you figure it out right now?
What day
of the week?
Today's the 10th, isn't it?
On the 2nd?
Yeah.
We did a Ned pickup shoot for Mean and Thirsty Comments.
Yeah, I was at home.
What day of the week was that?
And then
Monday.
An employee handbook review
Monday.
Until 5:15.
I have to look at my calendar.
Monday,
and then...
Well, what time are you saying?
7:57. Well...
AM or PM?
I must have been at home.
AM or PM?
PM.
Very different.
I had an egg for breakfast, walked the dog, and I didn't kill anybody.
I went and got a COVID test that morning, and I didn't kill anybody.
Oh, you know what I would say? I would say at 7:57, I'm typically putting my son, Wes, to bed, and we can search back in my nanny camera, Arlo branded, not a sponsor, and then you can find me inside his room on the footage.
I have an alibi.
You have an alibi?
I was on a Zoom with an outside party, and they can vouch for it.
Uh-huh.
It was a scheduled meeting.
Wow.
Haha. It wasn't me. I didn't do the kill.
Google Calendar is really saving all our asses. Sure.
I was watching The Bachelor.
I was definitely sitting and eating dinner and watching TV.
That sounds fishy.
I think the big thing is that's interesting is, you know, whenever people say they have photographic memories, they can't necessarily remember like the most important things because they'll say, oh, I saw the guy. And they'll give incredible detail about something, but it can always be biased. Mm-hmm. So It's crazy in terms of witnesses, like how things can get twisted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
That's what I learned from my cousin Vinny.
You notice one thing and then you kind of fill in other details that may or may not be true.
Yeah. But I think it's also like, you know, everyone remembers things differently, you know? Mm-hmm. So some people do remember things more in a visual way.
And there's Snapchat memory.
Mm-hmm.
Snapshot memory, where you're like, you remember where you were on like 9/11 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just big moments, big powerful moments that like they sear the like certain small details of memory into your brain.
Mm-hmm. But even memory is not real. It's just a recreation in your mind. It changes over time. It's just little neurons. It's not an objective reality. It's fake. All your memories are fake.
Whoa.
We got
Wait, why did you take it like there?
Because that's just real, man.
It's possible.
No,
Sibong rip right
not
there.
Real.
Read it in a brain book. Memories are not what actually happened.
Do you remember reading that brain book?
I do, yes.
Perhaps you never read the book at all.
Oh, no.
Maybe it was a butt beetle.
It was definitely a butt beetle.
Crawled in
well,
there.
Well, for more on memory, let's go to our man Miles out in the field. Miles, how's the memory looking down there?
Things are absolutely fucked out here, Zach. Back to you.
No, but stay. Keep the feed.
He's just covered in snakes.
What's the word?
What's the word? What's the word with Eugene?
The word is... The words are...
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, words.
Oh.
What's the words?
Left field, Mr. Brightside.
Coming out of my cage, and I've been doing
just fine. I don't know the way, and I want it all.
Oh, the Killers. I get it. I get it.
I saw the Killers at the Staples Center or the Forum. I don't remember which, but I was in the second to last row of whatever place we were. I was by the ceiling, and they barely played any of the hits, and I was bored. I remember, it's in my memory, that they played Mr. Brightside, and they played like a couple others, and then the rest was shit I never heard before, and I was like, who the fuck you think you are? You're not a band of the now, you're a band of the then, and I want the then music.
You want your memories.
I want my memories!
Did they give you Jenny Was a Friend of Yours?
Yeah, of course
they did. Sick.
They gave me the Bones. Bones is a funny song.
Don't know it.
Oh, you don't know? It goes, come with me. And then it's like a xylophone goes, so, bang, bang, bang.
Sounds like a sick concert, dude.
You'll recognize the chorus.
Yeah. Like, how's it?
Something on your bones.
On your bones. It's only natural.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Don't you want to swim with me?
I do want to swim
with
you.
Don't you want to feel
I'm always
my
fascinated
kiss.
With bands that are like decently big in one place, but then huge. Like, so the Killers were huge in Europe. And they never even got close to as big here as they were. I mean, like, they were number one headliner of festivals for a decade.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Brutal. I mean, and like, this was around their first album. Like, when Mr. Brightside came out, like, they were like, oh, this cool, like, rising indie band. Nah, they were goddamn superstars. And a lot of bands will actually do that. They'll do their European or sometimes their Asian tour to get momentum and word of mouth and to grow so that by the time they reach the United States, even if they are a band from the US, they're like, oh, this is this band that's blowing up over there. So I don't fully understand the strategy, but it's cool. It happens a lot.
Plot of the video game Rock Hero or Guitar Hero. I mean.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the plot of Trolls World Tour?
Yeah. I'm very ashamed at this one concert memory, which is I fell asleep in a Lumineers concert. I had pulled
makes sense to me.
An all-nighter. I pulled an all-nighter at BuzzFeed the night before, and we had been looking forward to this concert for weeks, or at least Ariel had, and they have some slower songs, and I was really, really tired, and it was, I don't know.
I'm such a dick, because I'm like, the embarrassing part of that story to me is that you went to a Lumineers concert.
Yeah, you are a dick. Woo! What's something you love that I can, so that I can shit on it?
Snob, here we go. Snob music snob.
I hear they're quite good. I hear they're quite good live.
I
okay.
So condescending.
Backpedaling.
No, I just, they don't do it for me.
Okay,
but you fell asleep, Ned.
Yeah.
So you weren't feeling
Ariel either. Never forgave me. I need to take her to another concert.
Are they the Hi-Ho guys? Ha! Ho! Or is that Mumford?
No, know. That's Mumford and Sons.
Yeah,
and I went to a
fuckers.
Mumford concert and it slapped.
Mumford can
they were
buy me dinner
really
first.
Good live.
I don't know. They're really good at that one song they play over and over and over with different lyrics.
Oh, one yeah. of the Mumford Sons is it's a little bit of hot water. Stepped away from the band because he retweeted praise for Alt-Right Guy.
You hate to see that.
Boy,
I think it's their banjoist.
Banjoist.
Oh no, not the banjoist.
The bendist.
I love a good banjo.
I love a good banjo. It's such a cool sound.
A good banjoist is hard to find.
I someday. Have a thought about Mr. Brightside.
What? Okay,
which,
bring
like,
it back.
Which was the song mm-hmm. for, when did it come out? Like 2005 yeah. or something?
I mean,
it was like in mid-2000s.
It was three or four because I think
early 2000s.
School, right?
It's certainly the karaoke song.
I love it. I sing it.
Listen,
sing it.
Sometimes you hear songs and I just think, and I'm listening to people party do it or at a wedding or singing karaoke, and I'm like, this is going to be one of the millennials' songs that when it comes on, we point at the radio or wherever it's at, we're going, this was the song.
When we're in our 60s, we're going to point at that and be like, back in my days,
the Killers had this song in the music video. Oh, there was a girl with big hair and Brandon Flowers with eyeliner. It was so gorgeous.
I think it's because it is a song that everyone can sing. It's in everyone's range. He doesn't really go, coming out of my cage and I've been doing just fine. It's more of a chant than a song, right?
John DeBall.
The singing type.
Well, yeah, I think it's because it's like basically the same note through most of the verse. Though at the end, you can tell who doesn't have range because he gets very high.
He gets very high.
All he has
songs,
a lot of range.
They go up at some point.
But by that time, you're all in. So it doesn't even matter.
But, you know, that's kind of like, that kind of has like a Sweet Caroline vibe that you can hear people at a bar probably doing it when we're in our 80s or whatever. Yeah. We're just like, oh, but there's also the songs that I laugh about that maybe don't have that like classic rock vibe. Like Panic at the Disco. Like if we heard I Write Sins Not Tragedies and people sing it because people go in on that song. That's like a punk song.
Yeah, I love Panic. Big fan.
Hate
Keith doesn't like them, but I like them.
You hate Panic at the Disco?
Yes.
How do you hate Panic
because
at the Disco?
Because
music snob.
They don't write rhymes.
You're right. They write sins, not tragedies.
They just write the same lyric twice and say, oh, I rhymed it. Like, no, you didn't. You just sang the same lyric a different way. They would have written a song that's like, look at that coffee that's on the table. Look at that coffee that's on the table. I'm like, no, that's the fucking, you just sang the same thing different.
I don't know, when you just sang it there.
That was pretty good.
I was kind of a bop, though. That was kind of a bop.
I was feeling it.
I was like, oh, go off,
I better
dude.
Not yes. fucking blow up on TikTok. It's like, I'm not making a full song out of that.
Look at the coffee. Yeah. On my table.
So
if Panic at the Disco wrote everyday songs,
Keith loves them now.
I guess I do. I get it. If they get me a bigger TikTok presence, then I love them.
Mr. Brightside reminds me of like wanting to make out so bad in middle school and not being able to do it.
I just want
that's
to
so
out.
Specific.
I just remember hearing that song being like, fuck, that would be so cool. Like, really fucking kiss.
And it started off with a kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Kiss. Yes. So kiss.
I just remember being like, that would be chill. That would be really cool.
What was your, was that your song where you're like, oh, I think I want to kiss somebody?
That song was amongst other ones. I listened to like that type of music, but then honestly, I wish that I had the sort of scene-y Panic high school, middle school moment, but I was way more into hip hop then and like listening to Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre.
You say like make it, I'm thinking, my mind goes to D'Angelo and being a confused little child seeing the sexiest music video of all time. I was probably like 7. And it, if you don't know what I'm talking about, how does it feel? It's just slow, the camera's tilting around his gorgeous, ripped, oiled body. You can see the dick V. Oh, and like, it is the most sensual. And me as a kid watching that, I was like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to feel. Is this what a man look like? Is this what sex look like? I don't know, but it's hot. It's crazy.
I was listening to Smashing Pumpkins in middle school.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
So it was very sad.
That doesn't make you want to make out, though. That makes you want to, like, smash
my make out.
Pumpkins.
All I can do is destroy every gourd on the block.
I'll say Toxic by Britney Spears was, like, my,
hot.
Like, sexual awakening
that was
song.
Hot.
Where it's like, wow, what, do people just, like, go and, like, dance in crowded places to music like this and then make out?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
Do the, how do I ask this question? Do the high schooler generation, when they go to school dances, is their dancing anywhere similar to ours where it was just weird grinding? Like, what are they, like, what's the popular dance?
Get as close as possible to each other and then just
gyrate your butt straight into the guy behind you.
I think it's probably very similar, but probably what they have now is more of a universal standing understanding of dance trends because of things like social media.
Sure. Right.
So you probably have groups starting to break out into, like, just for fun.
They do dance in the circle for fun?
No, I mean, like, they do specific dance moves that they all know.
Right.
Like, the only other variations of that are, oh, we all know how to line dance, this particular line dance, or, oh, we all know.
The Macarena.
We suck compared to them.
But their trends are so immediate.
So stressful to me. The idea of being a kid now and being at a dance, and if you don't know the Renegade, you're a fucking loser.
I don't know the Renegade.
I don't know the Renegade.
Renegade. Something like that. TikTok.
It? Yeah, TikTok.
I just know that they always, like, do the thing where they sort of pop their hip butt forward, like, they angle and go, like that.
Yeah. I've tried to do that.
That dance move is very popular in almost all of the dances I see. It's like, it's the ratchet line
like
on the
that.
Class.
Yeah. I can whip a nay nay.
Yeah.
No, I can. Yeah. All right. Well, that's the word with Eugene. Right. And now it's advice with Miles. In our segment, we like to call Miles Time.
It's Miles, Miles,
Miles. Ooh.
Do you want to be rich as fuck? Hell yeah, I do. Do you feel like your life
Lo-fi bop.
Is slipping by?
Wow.
Have you ever wanted to freaking delete your bot? No, not really. Do you want to have a big old Tarzan dick?
This is fantastic.
Yeah. I'm so into this.
So, like, how they low-key dragged you.
It's like Billie Eilish and
very driver's license-esque.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel forlorn all of a sudden.
I want to make out to this song.
Oh, songs you want to kiss to, huh?
Wow.
That's beautiful.
That's excellent chord progression.
I'm sorry that we're talking over this.
What the fuck is up, Miles Nation? Thank you so much to Sabrina for sending that in.
Wow. Sabrina.
Sabrina.
You're hired to make a better song out of my coffee table ditty. That was incredible.
That's right. That is her deal. Where is she from?
That's at Sabsterette _ on freaking Twitter.
She called, got SoundCloud or some shit?
Yeah, she got SoundCloud.
Plug it.
Fucking plugged.
That was amazing.
She called into my Twitch stream and she was like, I'm a musician. I was like, let me play a song. And it fucking blasted. And then she made that. And
wow.
So yeah, huge shout out.
Fantastic.
Big fan.
Wow. Someone with that much talent's watching your Twitch stream.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Wow. Wow.
That's such a good drag.
Wow.
Oh boy, that's funny.
Miles, I don't think you even.
Have you ever wanted?
Don't cry. You made him sad.
Have you ever wanted to be an eco queen?
Yeah.
Have you ever wanted to freaking French a horse?
No.
Or tongue an endangered species?
Definitely
not. Are we supposed to eat, like, refuse meats? Is that the advice? Eat a tongue?
Towel up. Ah.
don't like this.
My advice to you is to sauce your counters down and make it sweet.
When did this become a 1-800 sex line?
You're gonna get ants if you put sugar all over your counters.
But get your paper towel. No! Get away from there! Don't go near my paper towels, Dad!
But I'm gonna clean the counters.
No, don't do it, Dad!
I gotta clean up!
I don't like this.
Get down, everybody!
Rags?
And put a kitchen towel over your paper towel dispenser.
Oh, Zach does this.
I live in a kitchen. Sarah's kicked me out of the bedroom. And my advice to keep your towels clean without breaking the bank or the freaking power grid is to put a dish towel over the paper towel dispenser. And so that's going to be reaching for a paper towel, but thinking, well, I can use a regular towel for this. I don't need a paper towel. And the paper towel's right there, but the real towel's there. So I'm grabbing the real towel. With that. Oh, now I'm on second thought. Do I need a paper towel? Probably not. It's probably something I can do with a regular towel. That's environmental. Put the towel back on the paper towel dispenser.
This really only works for horizontal paper towel dispensers. A lot of people have vertical ones.
Well, but that's fine. But you can have... No, mine is vertical.
And you just sort of lay it over?
I lay it over.
So you that's sort of get gross. All of your exterior paper towels dirty every time.
Don't they get damp?
Your advice here is have a towel.
My advice is to have a towel, but to hide your paper towels underneath your regular towel dispenser.
It's smart. It's like getting systems in place so that you eat healthy, for example. Like put the cookies in the back and the veggies in the front.
Oh, you know what? I started doing that.
I got the cookies in the back
and the veggies in the front.
But what about...
Okay. Was that supposed to be panic at this
time? I got the cookies in the back. I've got the veggies in the front.
Yeah!
I just can't believe everyone bought in immediately to me singing that. Everyone was into it.
Was it a Friday parody that you were doing?
No, it was Old Town Road. I didn't even realize. I just went with it, and that's what it was.
It's old news, but it's still good. Miles, what do you do if your towel's damp?
I mean, fucking throw it away, Ned. I'm not an expert. No. No, but I would say, like, yeah, if you're going to use a towel, like, I have, like, a sink towel that's damp, and then I use that for, like, real wet stuff. But I'm not just drying my, like my wet, you know, like my, never mind.
I have some real advice. I have some real advice that's related to this. If you really want to be an eco queen,
yeah,
you probably have some old t-shirts, right? They don't fit you as well as you like. They're kind of garbage. Cut them up and use them as rags.
Hell yeah.
We have a lot of cut up t-shirts that we use as kitchen rags. Yeah. They're really good for like a quick cleanup of something. And if it ever gets too gross, then you can throw it away. And at least it got a little bit of a second life as a rag.
Ned thought you were talking about the thing that I have, which is, I think, do you have it too? It's reusable paper towel, paper in quotes. It's just... cloth towels that you roll up on a paper towel thing. Mm-hmm. And they're not good. They're not perfect for everything, right? Sometimes you need a paper towel. Right. But most of the time, which is what you're talking about, if you're just trying to clean shit up, wipe it down.
Like daddy sauce, yeah.
Daddy sauce. Mm-hmm. Wipe up the daddy sauce. Mm-hmm. Throw it in a little basket. Run it through the laundry machine.
Like daddy sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, daddy sauce.
Miles, I liked your advice.
Thanks.
I think it's neat.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
It's a smart idea.
Trying to be an eco bitch.
Yeah, you got to start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. You do gardening? I've been getting into like homemade garden. Like we have a veritable field of
your
lettuce.
Garden's pretty rich. My garden's crazy.
It's
bad.
It feels good to like make a salad from your garden. Yeah.
Romaine's the only thing that grows, but you know that's about it for us guys. Mm-hmm. We had a good time.
Oh, the romaine chat.
You know, we're not gonna have time for the romaine chat. Our romaine is flowering. It's not good.
Check it out at patreon.com/tryguys. You can join our community of 4,000 triceratops strong. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do an after pod there, extra bonus episode of the podcast, and rate us 5 stars.
Yeah.
Shoot us a little review to help others discover the pod. And check out our sister podcast, You Can Sit With Us, Baby Steps, and
Wives.
Guilty Pleasures.
Eugene. Can you leave us with one last word?
The word is cereal.
Keith, hit us with the official Tripod theme song.
You like Fruit Loops.
You like Fruit Loops. You like Fruit Loops.
Panic. You like what?
Panic at the Disco.
That's what I'm doing.
That's what he's doing.
You like Fruit Loops. 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 The Tripod.
Until next time, stay beautiful.
I meant like cereal, like with an S.
And now...
Murder
in my household.
How are the snakes, Miles?
Back to you guys.